FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Phoenix Ratepayers Association has criticized Eteguini Municipality's decision to implement water rationing without public consultation. The municipality announced yesterday the move is part of its efforts to manage the high demand. Spokesperson Alice Govender says the decision to implement water rationing is outrageous and will not bring the desired outcome.
These areas are currently undergoing phases where they don't have any water. So to go and implement a water curtailment in an area that's not getting water for 2, 3, 4, 5 days at a time makes no sense. Civic bodies need to have a seat at the decision-making table. So don't engage with a civic or civil society for the sake of. Engage because you really want our help and you're going to use the help we give you. And I'm calling out that and saying the integrity is not there.
Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen has reassured the public that the foot and mouth disease spreading in KwaZulu-Natal does not affect humans. He says it's also unrelated to the virus impacting schools. Speaking to the media, Steenhuisen confirmed that red meat remains safe for consumption, but stressed the urgency of controlling the outbreak. He also says the outbreak threatens South Africa's export potential, particularly in Asian markets.
The virus that is now you're seeing in schools, hand, foot and mouth, is a completely different virus. It's a virus that affects mainly younger children, but it's not linked to animals at all. Meat is completely safe to eat. What we want to do is just focus on the movement of these animals and the vaccination so we can bring foot and mouth under control because it affects our ability to export.
Moving further afield, U.S. President Donald Trump says President Zelensky and Putin must get together for talks on ending the war in Ukraine. He's previously said the Ukrainian leader doesn't need to be involved in peace negotiations.
I've had very good talks with Putin, and I've had not such good talks with Ukraine. They don't have any cards, but they play it tough. We're not going to let this continue. This war is terrible. Would have never happened if I were president, but it did happen, so I got stuck with it. And the whole world is stuck with it.
That clip is courtesy of Sky News. And at least 3 people have died and around 74 injured after the roof of a food court at a busy shopping center collapsed in northern Peru on Friday. Local authorities have evacuated the injured people to hospitals and clinics, 10 of whom are children. Hundreds of firefighters are searching through the debris for any more survivors, including a child trapped under the roof's metal structures. The collapse happened at the Real Plaza shopping complex in Trujillo. Your top story this hour. The Phoenix Ratepayers Association has criticized the Eteguini municipality's decision to implement water rationing without any public consultation. For more news at ECR, find more news rather at ECR.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunu Wuhle Malinga.